This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm George Varney. The Missouri Women, Infants, and Children Program, or WIC, remains open despite government shutdown. WIC is a nutrition program that provides nutrition information and checks redeemable for supplemental food at no cost to qualifying low-income families. Columbia Boone County WIC Supervisor Aaron Harris says operations can continue on a normal level through the month of October.
Well, we as the Missouri WIC program still have funding. Some of that funding came from money that wasn't spent last year, and some of it was due to contingency planning.
Chief Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Ryan Hobart says the program would be affected if the federal shutdown continues.
However, if it would go a number of weeks, the Missouri WIC program might not be able to continue providing those services at the same level.
WIC participants are selected based on income and the nutritional risk of the participants and their families. About 200 kids were at Eugene Field Elementary School today to take part in the Read for the Record Challenge hosted by the early education program Jumpstart. Senior site manager for Jumpstart Columbia, Chrissy Bennett, says the purpose of the Read for the Record event is to give a literary boost to kids who may be at an economic disadvantage.
Read for the Record is a worldwide campaign that Jumpstart hosts. This is our eighth year. It's a day when kids come together to read a book, the same book, all around the world with an adult, and the goal is to break the world record.
Bennett was joined by 20 other members of Jumpstart. Jefferson City has canceled penitentiary tours for the rest of the 2013 season because of a mold problem. Officials are concerned the move could impact tourism. The Jefferson City Convention and Visitors Bureau announced Wednesday that state testing found mold in the penitentiary. Spokesperson Ryan Burns says she hopes the closing will not keep future visitors away.
Unfortunate that those people that we've had to cancel their tours. Now we hope that they'll still come to Jefferson City and visit our other attractions and go to our restaurants and shop in our stores and buy gas here and sleep in our hotels. But it is unfortunate to lose this attraction.
The penitentiary, which opened for tours in 2009, was built in 1836 and was featured last month on the TV show Ghost Adventures. MU's Tiger Pantry has distributed more than 22,000 pounds of food that reached more than 2,000 people in its first year of operation. The campus-based food pantry celebrated its first year last night with a birthday party. Ann Deaton, wife of MU Chancellor Brady Deaton, was instrumental in the startup of Tiger Pantry. She says she couldn't have done it without the students. Missouri Student Association President Nick Draghi, founder and original director of Tiger Pantry, says he couldn't have imagined this kind of success. Tiger Pantry provides basic food necessities for student, faculty, and staff in need. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.